Well, Queensland is now seeing a rapidly escalating cluster of COVID-19 cases. Millions of residents spent the weekend under strict stay-at-home orders after a snap three-day lockdown began on Saturday afternoon across 11 local government areas in the state's southeast. With us now is ABC Brisbane correspondent Jessica Stewart. Jessica, kia ora, thank you for talking to us this morning. The latest that you are hearing, are enough people coming forward to be tested?
Yeah, good morning, Susie. Thank you for having me on this morning. Well, the message yesterday from our Chief Health Officer and Acting Premier at the moment was no, they're not coming forward at this point to get tested. But I can tell you I was yesterday and it was lots and lots of cars, massive queues. So I'm expecting that number to significantly improve today, which is obviously going to be the really focal point here is to stop this spread here in southeast Queensland. I know there's a lot of out there at the moment because this is the Delta variant. She wants the numbers to get up to about 40,000 a day. And to put that into perspective, yesterday we had about 11,000. So we need to get a significant jump here in southeast Queensland at the moment.
So the cases themselves, what sort of numbers are in the cluster at this stage and are they all linked?
Yeah, so obviously in the last month or so, we have had a few cases popping up of community transmission. Relatively contained until Friday when this all really kicked off this latest cluster. So it started with one case coming, being reported, a 17-year-old student at Indooroopilly State High School. So she tested positive to COVID and they did confirm through genomic sequencing that it was the Delta strain. And then on Saturday, that's where we saw a bit of a jump and there were six more cases reported then. They immediately called a hard and fast lockdown to start at 4 o'clock. Those six cases, were majority of them were her family members. And then they did have two separate cases, a medical student who tutored the 17-year-old student who was reported on Friday and a teacher at Ironside State School, which was actually a separate state school to Indooroopilly High, but one of the younger siblings of this girl attended that school. So then that was on Saturday's cases. And yesterday we had a significant spike again, nine, which is actually quite big for Brisbane. We haven't had any cases reported of that daily total since August 26th. That's the biggest daily spike we've had since August 26th last year. So almost a year. And unfortunately, it sounds like the health authorities here are expecting another significant spike today in those cases.
So that strict stay-at-home order coming in over the weekend, have people been abiding by that order and indeed is it likely to continue?
Yeah, look, most people here in southeast Queensland and Queensland are pretty, follow the rules pretty, responsibly. There's generally most of the population is quite understanding and they have a fair bit of trust in our Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, that when she calls a lockdown, she generally wants to get it out of the way 3 days, nice and quick, and she gets on top of it early. So I think, you know, while it's frustrating for a lot of people, and there have been some reports of some house parties and things like that, just minor breaches, most of the population here is pretty understanding and just wants to get it over and done with. But unfortunately, it sounds like what we're hearing, potentially this one could be a bit longer. It's not looking good at this stage, just given how it's spreading through these schools. It's now at seven schools today, which is not good at all. These schools have quite heavily big school populations, and obviously it's not a good sign that it's spreading from school to school through parents, family members, and even one was just...
Oh, I think we've just losing you at the end there, Jessica. That's Jessica Stewart, ABC Brisbane correspondent there, talking about this cluster of Mate Corona cases in Queensland.